Edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up in this hour, boy, we have a great show in store for you. Some awesome guests, including Joel Joseph from Made in the USA. Started in the late 80s, and how this has grown, thanks to Joel, who's affected some interesting legislation pushing things like knowing where the origin of our foods come from. You will be very surprised when you listen to Joel and what a database they now have. It's like something like 20,000 companies and probably a million different products at that. And what started as kind of a side thing of, okay, we're trying to figure out where everything is coming from. Hey, why don't we flip this around, and aren't we tired of things coming from other places? Let's do something about it. So Joel Joseph also coming up here on America Tonight. We're going to weave in and out of a few interesting things, including the female perspective from a woman who has written a lot about politics and women. The female perspective, Republican perspective of Paul Ryan and why women don't dislike Paul Ryan. Remember there was that comment about sending you back into the 50s. So Charlotte Hayes joins us to refute that. You might know her. She's popped up on a lot of television shows. She's been on everything from Politically Correct, MSNBC, Fox, you name it. She's certainly been there. And we're going to talk about those pesky mosquitoes right off the bat, because a lot of you are concerned about West Nile. There have been however many cases now, 27 cases in the U.S. since the beginning of the year, August. Almost 500 cases, and human virus cases in Texas. They're saying that 14 have been fatal, so that's become ground zero. The mayor of Dallas ordered aerial spraying, so that's controversial because of the pesticides. But you've got to eradicate West Nile. What are you going to do when you have children that die from being bitten by mosquitoes? So mosquitoes always a problem in a sense. We're trying to figure out ways to get rid of mosquitoes, looking for some home remedies on that. I know in my case I've tried Centronella, I've tried all kinds of spraying and fogging and everything else. I know that there's one of those invisible lines you can get put in for thousands of dollars. I want to say it's like $3,000, and that's that continuous wall that builds up. I would just love for my neighbors to do that, because then then I could send them a fruit basket because they would pay for it, because that would bleed over onto my side. So we're always looking for those remedies. If you've got one, share it with us. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Okay, did you try that Skin So Soft?
You know what? Actually, in New Jersey, because there was a little bit of a problem with that, and that seemed to work.
I'm telling you, put it on your ankles, put it on your wrist, put it on your neck, just slightly, you know, real gentle, and the mosquitoes will leave you alone. And if that doesn't work, you could try a bowl of Dan's rice fish curry. It is so hot, I can smell Canada right now.
Touche, okay. I love that remark.
You bet. Okay, now, since our beloved president and all the little Dems want to see tax forms, I got something for them. How about they get a hold of the IRS and find out how we got 15,700 tax refunds to illegal aliens at one address in Arizona? How about 53,000 tax returns that you and I, the American people, are stuck for going to 10 addresses in the continental United States. 53,000, only to 10 addresses in the United States. Since we are so inclined to do taxes, let's start right there. Inspector General says, well,
I know, stuck.
And that's about the size of it, okay?
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. I agree with you. That's ridiculous. You think of how much money that we throw down the rabbit hole, and there's a big chunk of it. That was reported a couple of weeks ago, and of course, what happens with everything else that's going on? It gets lost in the sauce. But there are other things that Dan didn't mention that were also on the list. And let's just put it this way: we're out millions and millions of dollars. Mark is listening to us in Washington. Hey, Mark.
Hi there. You want the buzz on mosquitoes, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. You got your notepad handy? Because what I'm going to tell you is very real.
Let's hear it.
There is an invention. I think they invented it in Israel. And what it is, it's a powder. You can get it at hardware stores, probably garden stores. It's called BTI. And it's to keep the mosquitoes from churring. But you throw this stuff into water. Like, say you have a pond, or you've got flower pots that are full of water, or drains. Anyway, this BTI, the larvae ingest it, only mosquito larvae, nothing else, and it kills them within a matter of an hour. And this stuff's non-toxic. It's so non-toxic, the government says you can put it in your dog's water bowl. And there's one for caterpillars, too, but it's strictly, so let's say there's standing water in your neighborhood you can't control, like under a drain basin.
Sure.
Okay, throw a little in there, not very much. You got certain drains that don't completely drain out flat. Okay, throw some in there. You got a pond in the backyard, throw some there. Then you get rid of any standing water you can. But that will have a huge effect. Now, do I do that? Yes. And certain government agencies do that. Dallas is spraying. That's considered last resort. It only kills adults. Okay. Now, number two. Now you can go look this up. BTI. I think it stands for Bacillus thuringiensis israelis or something like that.
BTI, got it.
In Israel. It's, you can go check on it. It's not toxic. If you people are listening, the comment I hear is, well, you're really not going to have much control on it. Well, yes, you are. If you get rid of everything in your neighborhood, you're going to cut back on any number of them that might bite you. Number two, build birdhouses that attract the kind of birds that eat mosquitoes. Now, specifically in Washington State, where I'm at, swallow houses.
Really?
And I have a dozen in my property, and I don't get touched by a mosquito until they all leave in August. I don't even get one land on me.
Wow.
It's not even one.
Wow, that's great advice.
Yes.
Birdhouses.
And there's certain designs for those. Now, they're, down in Texas, there's a different species. There's the, it's a different kind of swallow.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen them. I have them in my yard.
Yeah. And anyway, if West Nile is going to cause these sales to go off the charts, because it is the single best way to control mosquitoes. Here's a perfect example. I'm talking about the Secretary of State of the state of Washington. His name was Ralph Monroe. No longer. He had a swampy property, multiple acres, that was infested with mosquitoes. He hired a guy, put on nest boxes for violet green birds and swallows, and within 2 years, they had 100% residency.
Woo, 100%? What an example. Let me tell you, Mark, we're going to go out and buy some. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I've seen her all over the place, but I remember seeing her on Politically Incorrect, and that was an interesting discussion. Charlotte Hayes, the director of cultural programs, the Independent Women's Forum, we are just dying to pick her brain about women and Mitt Romney and now his choice on what I call the undercard for VP, Congressman Paul Ryan. Charlotte, thanks so much for coming on ATN.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I was booed on Politically Incorrect. I hope that won't happen tonight.
You won't get booed. I was just going to say, but here's the thing about Bill Maher. You went into the lion's den, and he appreciates people, I think, going into the lion's den. So he probably really liked you, Charlotte.
Well, it's been a long time, and I do remember getting booed and not minding because I knew I was saying the right things. But this whole Ryan thing is fascinating, how the left has just immediately said he's anti-woman. I mean, Andrea Mitchell on NBC, she immediately, like he'd been the nominee for a few minutes when she said this, or maybe not even that long, when she said this is not a pick for suburban moms. This is not a pick for women. I don't know if Andrea Mitchell knows any suburban moms, but anyway, and that's going to be their line, that he's not good for women. And they're going to frame it in abortion, and they're going to frame it in contraception. Now, you and I know, and probably all your listeners know, that contraception is not an issue. The Republicans have no plans, secret or otherwise, to take contraception away from women. What they don't want is for the government to force religious organizations to pay for contraception if they're against contraception. That's not a contraception issue. That's a religious freedom issue.
Yeah.
You know, Sandra Fluke should be able to pick up the tab for that.
I like that. Sandra Fluke. You know, Rush would appreciate that, too, by the way, throwing
you know,
that in there.
is going around saying he deserves a finder's fee because what he said about her, and believe me, I don't approve, but what he said made her famous, so he wants a finder's fee.
Why is, in your opinion, what do you, first of all, you're taking, you know, you've got politics that run through your veins. Your take on Paul Ryan, do you think that was a good choice for Romney?
I think it's a great choice. I think it's done several things. The main thing it's done is it's really made this a big issues campaign. We're no longer talking, well, the president's talking about Seamus the dog. I think he mentioned Seamus yesterday, and the pathetic thing was he seemed to think the joke was funny. But Seamus is very yesterday now, as are Mitt Romney's tax returns. We all knew that it was just a pretext for a hunting, for a fishing trip for the Democrats. But no, I think Ryan brings, and he brings to the forefront really important issues. Now that he's here, we're going to talk about Medicare. We're going to talk about entitlement reform. We're going to talk about the size of government. This is an issues campaign, at least on one side.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, in the polls, but polls you can manipulate them in lots of different directions. Do you think that Republican women, other Republican women, young, let's say young Republican women would embrace this ticket? They'll embrace Romney?
Oh, absolutely. And, I think, absolutely. I think, and you know, it's not just young Republican women. Now, she's not going to vote for Ryan, but you know, Kristen Powers, the, liberal commentator, wrote a piece on the beast, which is really the belly of the beast for liberalism. They have some conservatives, but it's really, you know, a liberal publication. And she wrote a piece saying that her generation, which they call Generation Screw, because it's going to have to pick up the tab for Obamacare, she said they should start paying attention to Paul Ryan. You know, here's a guy coming in with serious budget ideas. Now, because she lives in the Washington echo chamber, she seemed to think that he had no chance of winning, that he's scaring seniors. And I don't think he is. I think he's managing to get through to the point to senior, older citizens. I hate that euphemism. To older people, that he's not going to change Medicare, or his proposals wouldn't change Medicare for anybody 55 or older. Younger people will have changes. And when the Democrats say we aren't going to change Medicare or Social Security, here's what I want to know. Here's the thing I want to say. If you have a culture of dependency, you got to have someone to depend upon. And we're going to run out of money. We're going to run out of millionaires and billionaires who can pay for this. So
yeah.
Really, we've got to change things. You know, as somebody said to me over the weekend, Joseph Antos, with the American Enterprise Institute, I said, you know, there's that ad that the Democrats made in 2010 of Paul Ryan pushing Granny in her wheelchair over the cliff. And he said, here's what you got to understand. Granny's going to be pushed over the cliff by the failure of Medicare if it's not reformed.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Ryan, ironically, is the last great
pushing
hope for Medicare.
Yeah, to revitalize it, to look at it and to say, look what's happening and look how it's being picked apart. Its carcass is all over the place, but nobody's paying attention to that aspect.
Oh, I think people are beginning. Listen, I think that this ticket is going to absolutely, people are going to pay attention because Ryan, I interviewed Ryan once, and I just, you know, that great thing that John F. Kennedy said once when he had Nobel Prize winners to dinner, he said, this is the brightest group of people in the White House since Thomas Jefferson dined alone. Well, I was thinking about that when I left Ryan's office. I thought, this is one bright guy. Plus, he's really nice. And I think he could make these points. I think we're actually going to talk about the future of our country rather than that, you know, the person that the Democrats say Romney murdered by firing, by buying a company her husband worked for, and like, you know, 25 million years later she died. We're all going to die.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. So here's another great question for you, because you wrote for the National Catholic Register. On this ticket, you know, you have someone who practices Mormonism and a Catholic. Is that going to matter a hill of beans to anybody?
You know, I really don't think it matters. I mean, America is the kind of society where I think that doesn't matter. That's why it also makes me mad when people talk about racism, because I don't know anybody who's really a racist. Now, you know, you have people on television saying racist things, but I don't know those people.
Right. Not
so
in your neighborhood, yeah.
I don't think anybody cares if a Mormon and a Catholic are running. It sounds like a joke. A Mormon and a Catholic went into the bar. But it looks like they're going to go into the White House.
What do you think it's going to take for them to win the White House?
Well, I mean, it's going to here's what it's going to take. The question here is between government dependency. Do we want more government dependency, or do we want the free market to work? And it's going to take more people saying, gee, I want the free market to work than saying I want a handout. And so that's really the issue. And I think people, you know, the president made this famous speech where he says, if you built a business, you didn't build that. And there was a baker. Have you followed it in Virginia?
Yes.
Crumb and get it. And he basically said to the vice president's advance people who asked him if Biden could stop there, no, I don't want him to crumb and get it. Because my wife and I built this business. The government didn't. So I think there are a lot of just folks out there who know that the choice is between dependency and resilience and personal responsibility. And P.S., with dependence, you ultimately, as California can tell you, as Greece can tell you, you run out of people to be dependent upon.
Boy, isn't that the truth. You know, and you talk about the free market, and I agree with you. I always say capitalism is what built this great country, and if you don't have capitalists, you don't have people to work for. Not everybody can be an entrepreneur and start something from nothing and, you know, build it into a gigantic, colossal company, virtual or not. But I'm for both sides of that, whether entrepreneur or a big company. And other people will say, well, that's a bunch of nonsense, Kate, because you know, when you talk about the corporate tax, just because you lower the corporate tax, that doesn't mean they're going to hire more people. That's just a myth. What do you say to that one when you hear those kinds of things?
Well, I think there are a lot of businesses right now that are not expanding because they're afraid of what's going to happen with the tax. And Obama, you know, people like to talk about Benedict Arnold companies, the companies that do business abroad. I call them Charles Darwin companies because basically they're trying to survive for their shareholders. And they go abroad because there's an inhospitable anti-business atmosphere here. So, no, of course, I mean, to say that taxes don't influence your behavior, whether you're a corporation or a human being, is just insane. Isn't your behavior influenced by taxes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got it. And I look at the issues, sure, locally and on the national level.
Yeah, and I mean, you have people moving out of high tax districts. I had a friend last year, and he said, you know, I'm going to give myself a tax break next year. I said, how are you going to do that? He said, I'm going to work less. So, yeah, your behavior is influenced by taxes, and so is that of a corporation.
Yeah, absolutely. Charlotte Hayes, what a delight. We'd love to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on America
Thank
Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, we've talked about Made in America now for a very long time on this show, before it was even popular to talk about Made in America. Somebody who was talking about it even before me and is doing a great job of pumping the word out and actually founded the Made in the USA Foundation back in 1989. It's a nonprofit group dedicated to promoting American-made products. Joel Joseph in the wings joining us now. Joel, thanks for coming on ATN. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
So what made, first of all, when you decided I'm going to establish this, what led to that decision?
Oh, to start the Made in the USA Foundation?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a couple different things that came together. I grew up in the Midwest, and my father worked for a manufacturing business, and then I studied economics. So I came to the conclusion if we lost our manufacturing base, we were pretty much doomed as a nation. And so in 1989, I started the organization. I didn't want it to be pro-union or anti-union. So I asked the United Auto Workers and Ford Motor Company to put up matching money, and they both agreed to do it, and that's what launched us 23 years ago.
Yeah. What have you seen since in the 23 years? What are the biggest changes that you're seeing? Are more people's antennas up, first of all, to Made in the USA right now?
I think people are finally realizing that there's a connection between outsourcing and the great loss of jobs we've had over the past couple of years. It took a great recession to do it. We've got many more people supporting us now than we ever did before. And, you know, the trade deficit, of course, is much worse now than it was. In 1989, we had a trade deficit of about $50 billion a year. Now it's about $600 billion a year.
Yeah. Absolutely. What's the toughest thing to find? I'm sure there's probably a list of them. But what's the toughest thing to find that's made in the U.S. now?
Well, I can usually find, and we've got a new class of members, retail stores we have now signed up as members. And we go out there, and stores will say, find me a toaster made in the USA or find me a coffee pot made in the USA. And we do that 99% of the time. There's really only a handful of products that aren't made here. And some of the ones that went offshore are coming back. For example, we didn't make televisions in the United States for a long time. And there's a new television company that's making televisions in Michigan, near Detroit.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now also, because of what we're seeing and what we just discussed with more people looking around, you're starting to see, hey, we can dig this stuff up a little bit easier than maybe in 1989, because as you know, there wasn't as much discussion about that. Now there's a lot of discussion about how much is made in China, how much is made in other places, and you know what's happened, as you said, the manufacturing and the outsourcing and whatnot. Do you think that we'll ever see our levels increase as far as products being made in the U.S.? Will we see some of that come back because more people are pushing and supporting the idea of just trying to get as much as possible that's made in the U.S.?
Yeah, actually, there are several forces coming together, and one is the consumer demand for it. The second is prices and costs in China are going up tremendously. So companies are realizing that China is not the bargain it used to be. First of all, it never had the quality that we have in the United States. So a lot of companies are coming back, and we have every July 2nd, we've had July 2nd declared Made in the USA Day. We picked July 2nd because that was the actual date the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Yeah.
It took a couple days back then to get the word out to the rest of the colonies. But so July 2nd, we have an annual dinner where we introduce companies to the Made in the U.S. Hall of Fame. And this year we had 20 new companies join, and we have a new category called Welcome Back. And three companies were nominated for that category, and the winner was Master Lock. Master Lock had gone offshore, and they're coming back with a vengeance. So we gave them the Welcome Back to the USA Award.
Yeah.
So, but also General Electric, Whirlpool, Ashley Furniture. There's scores of companies that went offshore and are coming back.
And it's possible too that I think now, and this was, and you can address this even better than I, that people thought, well, we can't get affordable. Maybe we get quality, but it's going to be outrageously priced. But that's not true anymore, is it?
No, it's not true at all. In fact, here's a good example. ABC News a year ago went into college dorms and found that, well, first of all, the colleges all sign up for this catalog that has bedding and pillows and, you know, everything you need to set up a college dorm room. And most of those things in the catalog were imported. So ABC went out and priced everything, the same products, in the USA, and it turned out that it was about the same. So you didn't have to pay more to get it made in the USA. So that spurred a new company called American Dorm. It's amdorm.com, where you can go on and buy everything you need for a college dorm. We've teamed up with them. We've got a new website that we're just developing now called the allamericanmall.com, which will have every American product that you can buy, and it'll all be in one place on the web, and we link to AmericanDorm.com.
So as you develop this website, how do people that have things that they're making in America get on your site? How do they get the word out?
They can just, yeah, we've got a huge database, so we're basically calling those companies. But they can contact me at the Made in the USA Foundation. Our phone number is 310-MADE-USA.
Oh, that's easy to remember. Have you heard from people that just call you, Joel, or find out who you are and send you a note and say, attaboy, and wow, we're glad that we found you and there's something out there like this because they're discovering you? You know, you have been around, as I already mentioned, since 89, but because more people are looking for this kind of thing, have you started to feel that shift?
Yeah, definitely. We get emails every day. I get actually hundreds of emails every day, so it's almost a full-time job keeping up on the companies and the people that are contacting me and the foundation. But we're growing, so we can handle it.
And as you're growing, you start off in 89, and you're dedicated to pushing American-made stuff. How many products, if you had to give me an example of where you started product-wise to where you are now, where are you at compared to where you started?
Well, we don't really keep track of it. We do have, maybe 20,000 companies in our database, but it's probably a million products at this point. But we've had a slightly different emphasis. During the first 10, 15 years of our existence, we got a lot of legislation passed that sort of lays the groundwork for what we're doing. We first got the American Automobile Labeling Act passed. So on the side of every car, it says what the U.S. content is, what the where the engine was made, where the transmission was made. And so the first push was to get information out there. The most recent legislation we got passed was the Country of Origin Labeling Act that applies to almost every food item at the grocery store. So if you go to your grocery store, it'll tell you where your apples are from, where the shrimp is from, where the meat is from, and so forth. So consumers can, look at the labels and become educated. So it's all part of the process.
Yeah, good for you. What would you like to see? You have to be proud of that, especially the Country of Origin Labeling Act. That's huge. What's the future push legislation-wise? Is there something else you'd really like to see happen?
Well, we'd like to have that pushed into the restaurant area, where when you look at a menu, if you go to Red Lobster or something like that, you'll know where the seafood came from. And they'll fight it because most of their seafood comes from Vietnam and China. So that's one possible push. We've been talking about that. One roadblock right now is the World Trade Organization has a complaint before it from Canada and Mexico. They claim that our country of origin labeling law violates international trade rules because they claim it discriminates against Canadian and Mexican beef. It doesn't. We just want it labeled. We're not telling people not to buy it. It just gives information to the consumer. So that's a battle that's looming.
Right now.
Basically, to defend that law.
Yeah. Well, we'll look for American, AmericanMall.com? American Mall.
It's got a hyphen, all-americanmall.com. And then also, we just came out with the All American Back to School Guide that's available from any bookstore or Amazon or the iTunes or the Apple Store. It's a 106-page guide on buying school supplies, clothing for school, and it includes information on the American dorm.
Yeah. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. We'll be back in touch, Joel. We'd love to have you back on the show. Joel Joseph, founded Made in the USA Foundation rather back in the 80s, and look where it is now. Continued success. We'll talk to you again.
FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Boy, this would be one of the scariest things I can only imagine as a parent. United Airlines losing a girl on a solo trip. And that's where we start with this version of We Can Count. So, you know, parents drop off kids. I guess they feel secure that the airline has them from point A to point B. But this is what happened. A 10-year-old girl flying to summer camp was stranded at one of the busiest airports after United Airlines failed to keep track of her. Ultimately, she did get to camp safely, but this incident shows the risk of kids flying alone, including something that I didn't even know about, but the practice of hiring outside companies to escort these kids from gate to gate. Are you kidding me? I just had this discussion with my brother about my 10-year-old nephew flying, and he was coming to see me from Florida to Texas, and he was going to fly alone, and then we started to figure out, well, what was going to have to happen, and instead he came with someone from the family. But this is a scary thing to read about. Phoebe Clebon was an unaccompanied kid from San Francisco to Traverse City, Michigan. She had a connection in Chicago. the girl's parents paid United close to $100 to help her during the trip. So the flight lands in Chicago. The company they hired, United hired, didn't show up. The parents claim in a letter that they sent to the airline that their daughter asked for help, including a cell phone use or something, but was told to wait by flight attendants, and nobody from the airline helped her. And no one from the airline called the camp after she missed her connecting flight. So talk about being scared and somebody not helping you. Oh, that's just poor. It would make you think twice if you would put your kid on a flight and you'd assume. That's why you never assume anything. Certainly parents know that. And this just wouldn't happen back in the day, because remember, you'd have people that would take you right to the gate. You could go to the gate. So someone would pick you up right at the gate, and you would drop someone off right at the gate. But now you can't do that thanks to 9/11 and the security checkpoints. You have to be a passenger on the plane. So that presents more problems. Maybe it's going to be that kids, if these kind of things keep happening, because this has happened before, maybe what'll end up being the protocol is that you have to be a certain age and that's it. Oof, terrible. A lot of people in Michigan are wondering who has the ticket for $337 million. Yep, Sam Odish is the guy is named who owns the Sunoco gas station where the ticket was actually sold. You know, they had the convenience store thing. But they don't know who it is. Reporters, satellite trucks, everybody is looking around for this person because that is a huge jackpot. So far, nobody has come forward. I can guarantee you they will. This ticket, Lapeer, where it was sold, is a small town. You know, just over 8,800 people that live there. It's 60 miles north of Detroit. So we don't know. The Powerball tickets that they sold in 42 states, it was just a crazy amount of them. And the winner is going to have to pay. I love figuring out this kind of stuff. This totally plays into numbers, by the way. The winner is going to have to pay 25% federal taxes or $56.2 million for a one-time payout. And then 4.3% Michigan taxes. That would be 9.8%. The winnings would be, isn't that crazy? So the winnings would be $159 million. The Sunoco gas station gets 50 grand because they sold the ticket. Better than a poke in the eye. Somebody paid $2 and now they are worth, let's say, maybe $159 million. Whew. Wow. How about that? This was a crazy, sad, awful, should never have happened story. Remember the story about the kids who filed a lawsuit after they had to eat lunch on the floor of the school gym as a punishment? They won a $500,000 lawsuit. What are people thinking? I mean, what are they thinking having these kids do it? It was in 2008. They were fifth graders at Charles Summer Elementary School in Camden, New Jersey, and they were told they have to sit there, eat on the floor for 2 weeks, because they spilled a jug of water. So the Board of Education agreed to pay the money to settle the lawsuit, and then the board approved the settlement without admitting guilt, naturally. That means the students are going to split the money and call it a day, I guess. But it's a terrible thing because they're being bullied by the school. Camden, New Jersey is a very rough place to live. It's one of the scariest places in the United States. I know I didn't grow up too far away from Camden, New Jersey. You know how you've got all kinds of suburbs that intersect each other. And Camden, New Jersey is just right over the bridge from Philadelphia. So these kids are getting beaten up by the administrators of the school. So wrong. All right, speaking of New Jersey, for an odd reason, we're going to stick there. Jobless rates for New York, Connecticut, New Jersey were terrible in New Jersey. They all climbed in New Jersey. It's the highest they've seen since 1977. Check this out. I always say this about the unemployment numbers. I think it's way higher than 8.2. The jobless rate there went up for the fourth month in a row to 9.8. That's terrible. 9.8. New York's unemployment was awful too, 9.1%. In Connecticut, the unemployment rate, 8.5%. So there's a couple of northeastern states where they just keep, the hits just keep on coming, unfortunately. A lot of it, you think, in New York, the financial sector and some others, but tough to find a job in places where they're squeezing every single possible, let's say, ringing every bell or squeezing every possible hand they can, going all the networking things. There's just nothing happening there. Somebody's got to know somebody or something down the line, because there's too many cuts and whatnot. You might be surprised by this, but would you believe Ecuador granted Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, asylum? Yep. It's not surprising that Assange, who did release some hairy, scary documents that infuriated a lot of people, would find himself necessarily in this position. I'm just surprised about Ecuador, I guess. But they said they're going to give it to him. Then this happened on Thursday, a day after England threatened to raid the Ecuadorian embassy in London to arrest the former hacker. Britain has said it is determined to extradite him to Sweden, where he's accused of rape and sexual assault. He fears he'll ultimately be sent to the United States, which is not happy over the leaks of hundreds of thousands of secret U.S. diplomatic and military cables, as we know. There are a lot of people who think that that's treasonous and, you know, whatever, and he's absolutely right. They'd have his head on a platter. So his extradition to a third country without guarantees was probable, and that legal evidence showed pretty much he wouldn't get a fair trial if he even was transferred to the United States. So he'll, I'm sure, head over to Ecuador. And think of the people that he outed. In one sense, it's such a catch-22. In one sense, WikiLeaks was brilliant for some of the documents that were turned over, and there's real reasons why people want to strangle them, because they were outed. But on the other hand, like Bradley Manning, just, I think, in a way, naive to what was going on, loses his military career, is just a shell of what he was, and he, you know, he's fair game. You can do what you want to do. You have free will. But I don't know if he was goaded into it or not. But there were a lot of other people, too. For example, the people who helped in Iraq and who also are helping in Afghanistan, their names were in some of the reports until they blacked them out. But it was already too late, because it was already released out there. So one man, one country. What ends up happening with Assange will be very interesting to watch that tale unfold. If you have any thoughts that you want to share with us here in America Tonight, please go to the website. You can also hook up Facebook-wise, Twitter-wise, too, as well. AmericaTonight.net.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.